News Services Division of Akashvani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. In our journey through the fascinating northeastern part of India, each episode brings new insights and stories. Here is a glimpse of what we have in store for you today. In this episode, we bring you a report on the ongoing 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival, one of Nagaland's most iconic cultural events, showcasing the state's rich cultural heritage. We will also cover the celebration of the 60th Raising Day of the Border Security Force in Agartala, Tripura. Additionally, we will also take a look at the rescue and rehabilitation of a young male small Indian civet from Papu Hill in Arunachal Pradesh. But friends, first, let's talk about the observance of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities in Shillong.
On Tuesday, December 3rd, the Soso Tham Auditorium hosted an impactful celebration of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2021 under the theme Amplifying the Leadership of Persons with Disabilities for an Inclusive and Sustainable Future. The event, named Empower Fest 2.0, brought together stakeholders from across the state to discuss important issues surrounding disability and inclusion. A key highlight of the event was the distribution of adaptive chairs for children with cerebral palsy. In a heartwarming gesture, the chief guest, Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar, along with Social Welfare Minister Paul Lingdor, personally handed over these specially designed chairs to the beneficiaries. This initiative is a result of a collaborative effort between the Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, the Meghalaya Skill Development Society, and the State Resource Center on Disability Affairs. Governor Vijay Shankar in his speech emphasized the need to remove both physical and societal barriers to ensure that persons with disabilities can reach their full potential.
We can understand the real portion of the parent of child. If at all a child born handicapped or disabled, we have to understand the situation within that family, portion of that family. At least a mother or father or somebody else. All the 24 hours they have to dedicate to the child only. All the times they have to concentrate and they have to manage their child. In the given situation, it is our responsibility to see that that child should also lead normal life.
He also offered the support of Raj Bhavan and the Government of India to assist in improving the lives of disabled persons in the state.
One thing I make it very clear here, either any assistance from our Raj Bhavan, any assistance from the Government of India, or in any way, if at all you people feel our assistance is necessary, our intervention is necessary, timely, we should assist you people at any point of time. Sincerely, we are with you.
Reflecting on the young age of many of the beneficiaries, he stressed the importance of timely family support for these children.
And some of the children I have seen here, below the age of 10, if at all timely, we morally support that family, and 90% of the children, I can say, we can bring them back to the normal position. Only it needs timely approach, and we have to assess what type of treatment actually that child needs. And one thing I can assure you people, and even ministry is also here, on behalf of the government, I assure you people, if at all we are supposed to get some of the expert doctors anywhere, in any part of the country, definitely we bring them here. Meghalaya should stand first, taking care of such childs.
Minister Paul Lingdor, meanwhile, called for a redefinition of what it means to be a person with disabilities.
As I entered the auditorium, I asked myself, what does it mean when you define somebody as a person with disabilities, because I see that apart from a few persons whom we describe as having disabilities, I think we should also ask ourselves whether we have abilities and what do those abilities mean. I can see a lot of people around in these many years of public life. I could see a lot of people with sight but no vision, people with ears who cannot listen, people who speak but do not bless, people who exist but do not live, people with hands who do not touch lives, people with hearts but whose hearts are told kaboom, people with feet but who do not move forward in life. And I think we should redefine what is disability.
He spoke about individuals who, despite having full physical abilities, fail to contribute meaningfully to society, asking if they should be considered able.
I am indeed happy. I must congratulate the entire department, lighting up the torch of humanity through the various interventions. And today we have entered the fifth month of Empowerment 2.0. Meghalaya has been hosting several festivals, but this is one festival with a difference, because we celebrate the fact that despite physical disabilities, there is strength in the human spirit, there is resilience in that spirit, and there is the touch of divinity in that spirit. Whether you would call a child who was born blind and became a super songwriter, collecting awards after awards, Stevie Wonder's, would you call him disabled? Would you call a person born blind and deaf who became a literary figure, Helen Keller, disabled? Would you call such eminent achievers in life disabled? Or would you call the rest of mankind with complete abilities and facilities to use their entire body but not contributing anything to mankind, would you call them able? So I think an occasion like today helps us to redefine and find for ourselves where do we stand.
He also lauded the achievements of persons with disabilities, expressing his sorrow that others often do not live up to their potential.
I once again congratulate the entire team for having actively shown interest in the activities of our department, and I'm sure that in the days ahead, we will be able to collaborate better to reach out to all of those with opportunities that are far lesser than what we are equipped with. I end with reminding each one of us that let us remember, we might not be able to touch a million lives. That should not stop us from touching and influencing and transforming a single life.
The event also marked the launch of Meghalaya Sign Lex, a platform aimed at bridging communication gaps for the hearing and speech impaired community. Additionally, the band Eastern Brook, composed entirely of specially able members, performed the Meghalaya Disability Anthem, a song launched on this occasion. Thank you. The observance of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities serves to raise awareness and promote the integration of disabled individuals into all aspects of life. This is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with Lam Phrang Nong Spang, reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashvani News, Shillong.
In Arunachal Pradesh, a young male small Indian civet rescued from Papu Hills in Papum Pair district has been successfully translocated to a release site for acclimatization at the Pake Tiger Reserve in Pake Kesang district. Estimated to be about 2 months old at the time of rescue, the civet has been undergoing rehabilitation at the Center for Bear Rehabilitation in the Tiger Reserve. Here is a report from our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole.
Small Indian civet is a nocturnal small carnivore of the family Viverridae. They are highly adaptable and can live in a wide range of conditions, including close to humans. The small Indian civet is native to South and Southeast Asia and found in various habitats. This species is listed under India's Wildlife Protection Act 1972 and faces threats like habitat loss, hunting forest musk, pelt, meat and illegal pet trade. Manager and head of the Center for Bear Rehabilitation, Dr. Pajit Basmatari, has informed that the rescued civet was initially housed at the Itanagar Biological Park before being transferred to the center in June this year. Upon arrival, the animal was severely stressed and in poor health condition. He said that following intense care and treatment, it has shown significant improvement, displaying a healthy appetite and normal eating habits. He said the civet is growing well and has been relocated to the release site for acclimatization.
So, abhi jo hum log small Indian civet isko hum log rescue kiya tha, he was in severe stress. So, wo stress ke liye koi specific treatment nahi hota hai. Hum log jitna sake hum log supportive treatment diya hua hai. Uske baad care, jitna care karna hai, 24/7 care, usko hum log care kiya hai. Now we have relocated this individual to the forest to release back to the wild. He will be there inside forest for 2 to 3 months for acclimatization, and where he can learn how to hunt the rodents, you know, especially the small vertebrates like rats, mice, small birds, and some kinds of small pets and different kinds of fruits. So this kind of, you know, skill he has to develop inside the forest, and eventually will release him in the same place.
Satya Prakash Singh, Divisional Forest Officer, Pake Tiger Reserve, has lauded the efforts of the Forest Department and the CBRC team for providing the necessary care to the civet. He said that shifting the animal to the core of Pake Tiger Reserve is a crucial step towards its eventual release and reintegration into the wild ecosystem. Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
The 60th Raising Day of the Border Security Force was celebrated on Sunday, December 1st, in a befitting manner at the BSF Tripura Frontier Headquarters at Salbagan in Agartala, the capital of Tripura. The event was graced by Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha, Inspector General of BSF Tripura Frontier Piyush Purushottam Das, and other senior officers and staff of the paramilitary force. We have more in this report from our Agartala correspondent.
Lauding the BSF for guarding the border with full determination, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha further raised the morale of the Jawans, saying that the paramilitary force not only thwarts smuggling activities but also play an instrumental role in preventing cross-border infiltration. Cross-border infiltration has been one of the biggest challenges which the BSF faces on a regular basis across the 856 km long Indo-Bangla border that passes through Tripura. The chief minister also stressed that as protecting the country is of paramount importance, similarly, the security of BSF Jawans is also of highest priority. He categorically praised the BSF for maintaining a cordial relation with the people from Bangladesh. Dr. Saha said, terrorists and extremists are coming up with advanced technology and the BSF have to be abreast with the latest technology to prevent enemies from achieving their goal.
और आज से भी आप लोग काम कर रहे हो, कितना बलिदान आप लोग दे चुके हो, बॉर्डर का फ्रंट रनर आप लोग हो तो हम लोग आराम से जिंदगी गुजार रहे हैं। तो बॉर्डर को किस तरह और सुरक्षित करें, उसका फेंसिंग अभी धीरे धीरे कैसे और बेहतर से बेहतर करें, उसके बारे में भी सोच रहा है। और आपको भी किस तरह प्रोटेक्शन देना है आपके बारे में सोचते हैं। पहले तो आपका सिक्योरिटी भी चाहिए और साथ साथ देश को भी बचाना, ये दोनों चीज हमारे माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी और होम मिनिस्टर साहब हमेशा सोचते हैं।
The CM inspected the guard of honor and laid wreath at the memorial for those who sacrificed their lives in the line of duty. BSF Tripura Frontier has achieved several milestones this year, among which is enhanced border vigilance. The BSF troops maintained high levels of surveillance and alertness, resulting in the rescue of cattle and the seizure of contraband, including more than 66,000 bottles of fentanyl, 9,000 kilos of ganja, more than 60 lakh yaba tablets, over 12 lakh kilos of sugar, among others. Besides, the law enforcement agency has also seized Bangladeshi currency worth 48,60,000 taka. Additionally, 46 crore of miscellaneous items have been seized during patrolling and special operations by the BSF. Moreover, the BSF has also been involved in community engagement and civic initiatives through which it conducts civic action programs, including free medical camps, skill development training, sports tournaments and cultural activities for the welfare of border population. Approximately 700 village coordination meetings were also organized in the border belt. The 60th BSF Raising Day also saw Jawans and officers shaking their leg on Bollywood and Punjabi numbers while a troop crooned the Rang De Basanti Chola song and another dance troupe performed on a Bihu song. Shinde for Northeast Diary from Akashvani Agartala.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in.
The 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival, one of Nagaland's most iconic cultural events, is currently underway, showcasing the state's rich cultural heritage on the global stage. Organized by Nagaland's Tourism and Art and Culture Department, the Hornbill Festival highlights the northeastern state's deep-rooted traditions, celebrating its authenticity, diversity and grandeur. The festival is also a tribute to the great hornbill, a bird revered by the Naga people for its alertness and magnificence. So now, here is a report from our Kohima correspondent, Asuno.
The 10-day long 25th edition of Hornbill Festival began at the picturesque Naga Heritage Village Kisama on December 1 evening. With the beating of traditional gongs, the annual Hornbill Festival, named after the colorful forest bird, commenced, coinciding with the 62nd Nagaland Statehood Day celebration. The 25th edition of the festival is showcasing a collaborative cultural experience with Japan, the USA, the United Kingdom, Wales and Peru as country partners, while Sikkim and Telangana as the partner states. Nagaland Governor Laga Nassand and Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo are the chief hosts and hosts of the festival, respectively.
As we complete 25 years of this festival, it is a moment of reflect on what we have achieved. It is also a moment to celebrate our unity in diversity.
On behalf of the state government and the people of Nagaland, it is my honor to welcome to the land of festival.
Besides the ambassadors and representatives of the four country partners and state partners, Padma Bhushan, Grammy and Oscar-winning composer Dr. A.R. Rahman also attended the inaugural functions of the festival.
I was hosted by Honorable Governor. Usually, you know, when I start to sing, I rehearse and do all the stuff. So for you and for him, for the Chief Minister, will you sing with me too?
Onaga Parin.
Nagaland's culture, tradition and heritage are on full display in the many stalls spread across the festival venue. Highlights of the festival include daily cultural extravaganza of the tribes of Nagaland, Hornbill Music Festival, Mikey Fest hosted entirely by the women folk of Nagaland, village walk, heritage walk, morungs, crafts, artist corners and many more. This 10-day festival is a convergent of all 18 tribes of Nagaland, offering visitors an immersive experience into their tribal life, local food, traditional games, music and dance, along with the finest handicrafts and textiles and many more. For Northeast Diary, this is Asuno from Akashwani News, Kohima.
And now enjoy the song Call of Hornbill, written and composed by Emna Yadin and Tia Imsong. This song honors and commemorates the 25th anniversary of the Hornbill Festival. It blends traditional Naga music with contemporary rhythms, capturing the rich cultural heritage and unity of Nagaland. The song reflects the spirit of pride, resilience and togetherness, marking a quarter century of the festival's vibrant celebration of life, tradition and diversity.
Our hearts and doors always open, beautiful people from around the world. We welcome you all to the land of the land with many colors and tongues. Let's all come together, living all our differences, in this very world with colors. So let's all come together with one heart, one soul and mind, and build a world of peace and love. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, come witness the culture of our land. And as we celebrate this glorious festival, let's get in the heart of Nagaland. Enchanted by the celebration. My Nagaland, land of grace, God's chosen land, my Nagaland. Sune yogi kumo
Undanaya. And folks, with that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
When the world is living in fear, fighting against one another, let us rise above the sacred. Let's stand strong and let love reign above us. Come join in celebration, embracing one another. Let love grow and reach this great divide. Right here, let's stand together, forge our path to unity, and let the call of peace prevail. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, come witness the culture of our land. And as we celebrate this glorious festival, let's get in the heart of Nagaland. Ended by the celebration. My Nagaland, land of grace, God's chosen land, my Nagaland.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.